First, though, we've got an email here from Lauren who says, "Hi, I'm a nursing student from the US. I love your show." Thanks very much, Lauren. And she asks, "If the sun were to blink out one day, how long do you estimate life could be sustained on Earth?" Chris, have you got any thoughts?
It's an excellent question, and I think the answer will surprise you, because I would be willing to put money on it being millions, if not billions, of years. And the reason I say that is that there was an answer to this question, sort of, provided not far away from where I am, here in South Africa, in a gold mine down near Johannesburg. And about a year ago, Lisa Pratt, who's a researcher from the US, published a paper in the journal Science where she and her team had isolated some bacteria from deep 3 kilometres underground down a mine shaft. And water that was accompanying these bacteria coming out of a hole in the side of this mine shaft was analysed and found to be between 16 and 40 million years old. In other words, that water had been cut off from the rest of the Earth for up to 40 million years. And when they cultured it, it was thriving with bacteria. So those bacteria themselves must also have been cut off from the rest of the world. So what were they eating in water 3 kilometres underground in temperatures of 70 degrees C? Well, analysis of how these bacteria survive suggests that what they're actually doing is living off radiation, which is coming out of the rocks. What happens is that there's a lot of uranium in the rock. The uranium spits out alpha particles. This is a helium nucleus. The alpha particle is radioactive, and it hits water molecules. And when it hits the water molecule, it breaks it up into what's called a hydroxyl radical. And the hydroxyl radical can jump into the nearby iron pyrites, that's fool's gold, which is in the rock, and it breaks up the iron and the sulfur, which is iron sulfide, and turns it into a form of sulfur that these bacteria can metabolise. And as a result, these bacteria can grow and then feed other bacteria which are also present in there. So my guess is that if the sun suddenly went out, although all life that's dependent on the sun would cease to exist or would probably die pretty fast, there will almost certainly be bacteria like these which can survive on other sources of energy, such as radiation, or those that survive around hydrothermal vents at the bottom of the sea.
But you reckon we'd be stuffed?
I think we'd probably be stuffed. But one little comfort is that, in fact, the light that's coming out of the sun is already at least 1 million years old by the time it gets to us, because it's been bounced around like a pinball inside the sun before it escapes. So even if the sun's nuclear reactor went off for some reason tomorrow, you'd still have 1 million years worth of light stored up inside.
Excellent. You are listening to The Naked Scientists. We're going to start talking about more in-depth space stuff. And coming up, we have Case Racejake talking about his extremely large telescope. If you have any questions about science, technology, of space and all that, chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Fancy listening to The Naked Scientists in your bed, on your way to work, or even at work? Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientist.com/podcast.
It is The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris Smith, with Dr. Catani and Dr. Helen Scales. And this week we're talking space science.